Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 1st, 2011. I'm Joe Underko. Once again, we will take a look back at last week's football games involving teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the week ahead. All four road teams came away with league victories on September 24th. The big game in Washington between national powers Thomas More and Washington and Jefferson lived up to the hype as the 8th-ranked Saints escaped with a 35-32 road victory. W&J had the ball and a chance to tie or take the lead in the closing minutes, but a Thomas More interception sealed the win for the three-time defending PAC champions. In other games, Bethany topped Geneva for the first time since the 1973 season, winning 48-27 under the lights in Beaver Falls. Waynesburg captured a back-and-forth battle at Grove City, spoiling the Wolverines' homecoming with a 32-26 decision. Finally, St. Vincent opened PAC play by roaring to a 30-0 halftime lead en route to a 36-14 win at Teal. Thomas More had the week off. PAC Offensive Player of the Week recognition went to Bethany sophomore quarterback Matt Grimard, who accounted for 323 yards of offense and three touchdowns in the Bison win. Defensive honors went to St. Vincent senior linebacker Anthony Johnson, who recorded 10 total tackles, including 3.5 for losses, along with three pass breakups at Teal. Special teams laurels went to Bethany senior returner Alex Evans, who posted a 65-yard punt return touchdown with just 2 seconds left in the opening half at Geneva. Four more conference games are on tap for the first Saturday in October, while Grove City has the weekend off. The big game of the weekend takes place in Greene County, as 2-1 Waynesburg hosts 2-1 Bethany at Wiley Stadium at 1:30 p.m. The Yellow Jackets have won 6 of the last 8 meetings between the two local programs, but the Bison came away with a 24-17 home victory a year ago. Bethany has not won at Waynesburg since the 1996 season. Bison head coach Tim Weaver says the winner of Saturday's matchup will be taking a big step forward.
I think we kind of see ourselves in that group that's trying to get to where W&J and Thomas More are, and Waynesburg, I'm sure, feels the same way, and we feel that way about them. We think we have to pass them. We don't think we've gotten quite to where they are. And the keys to the game for us are going to be containing their running game, you know, stopping their running game and eliminating the potential for big plays and play action, which they've been really good at the last 2 weeks, probably our number one key.
3-0 Thomas More makes its second straight trip to Western Pennsylvania this weekend, as the Saints head to Greenville to face 0-4 Teal at 1:30 p.m. The Saints lead the all-time series with the Tomcats 5-3, including a 42-3 defeat in Kentucky in 2010. Washington and Jefferson will look to rebound from its tough loss when the 2-2 Presidents travel to New Wilmington for a matchup against 2-1 Westminster at Bury Stadium at 1 p.m. W&J has dominated the all-time series between the programs, winning 30 of 32 meetings, and is coming off consecutive 49-7 wins over the Titans in 2009 and 2010. Westminster head coach Jeff Hand knows his team will need to handle the President's high-octane passing game to be successful on Saturday.
It's no small challenge to limit their air attack. They've certainly had a history of a very successful pass offense. And it's very fortunate, though, that we've had 2 weeks to prepare for it, though. I know our defensive coaches have been working extremely hard to, you know, come up with ways to try to limit what they can do.
Finally, 0-4 Geneva will look to a large homecoming crowd for inspiration as the Golden Tornadoes face 2-1 St. Vincent at Reeves Field at 4 p.m. in search of their first win of 2011. The GTs have won 5 straight games against the Bearcats since the return of varsity football at St. Vincent in 2007, including a 27-23 road win in Latrobe last year. St. Vincent head coach Bob Colbert previews the matchup.
Since we restarted football here at St. Vincent, for whatever reason, we've had some very good physical games against Geneva. When I say for whatever reason, it's not our natural rivalry, but it kind of hasn't developed into a pretty intense rivalry. We're looking forward to going down there, and I know it's their homecoming and they'll be all jacked up, but it's going to be fun to get down there because our kids like playing against them.
That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team, please log on to our conference website at www.pacathletics.org. You can also follow us on both Facebook and Twitter with links available at the website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.